It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Well, I hope you love rainy nights because we sure have had a few of those lately, along with thunder and lightning. Wow. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to learn more about that incredible lightning storm we had last weekend. More bolts lighting up the sky than we'd seen in 20 years. How did that happen? We'll find out. And is that Blob Jr. really to blame? First, Cliff, let's get your forecast. Sounds like there is some rain coming in.
That's right, some heavy rain, but not right away. By the way, we did have some lightning last night. We had a weak front coming through. There was some strong convection at the leading edge of it. And so we had the sky lighting up for a brief period of time and some heavy rain. Today, temperatures will get up to around 70. It'll be partly cloudy, maybe a few sprinkles in the mountains, you know, not too bad. Saturday is going to be generally okay. Cloudy to partly cloudy, temperatures getting up into the upper 60s. It should stay dry most of the day, except there could be a few showers in northwest Washington during the early morning hours, but that's about it. The real action comes Saturday night, Sunday morning. An extremely powerful, extremely wet front is going to move through Saturday night, Sunday morning, and it's going to be a drencher. Some places will get a half an inch or more. There may be a little bit of wind with that, so pretty intense system. That'll move through somewhere around lunchtime on Sunday. It'll be showery and maybe even a little bit of sun Sunday afternoon, but temperatures only getting up to the lower to mid-60s, so a real change. And then on Monday, there'll be some showers, partly cloudy. And then on late Tuesday, another strong front may be approaching. So we're going to be hit by one system after the other, some extremely wet. And the good thing about all this is the wildfire season will be over. The whole area is going to be drenched.
So we get a lot of rain at this time of year often, but we don't always get the amount of lightning that we had last weekend. What happened there?
Well, Saturday night, Bellamy, was extraordinary. It was the greatest lightning display that we've had in 20 years. We have to go back to 1999 to have anything that's even comparable. Over Western Washington, there were thousands of lightning strikes. And what happened was basically the perfect storm of lightning. The setup was just perfect. What we had is extremely unstable air. What I mean by that is sometimes the atmosphere is very prone to convect, to have these cumulus and cumulonimbus develop. And that depends on a few things. A lot of moisture at low levels, and a big change in temperature in the vertical. And we had that on Saturday. It was amazing.
So it's like it's bubbling up.
That's right. It's sort of like what happens in your hot cereal pot. You know, you put it on, and the cereal, once the bottom heats up, you start getting convection in your cereal pot where some of the cereal bubbles up and some comes down, right? And that's due to the big change in temperature within the cereal.
And the bubbles in this case are those nimbus clouds.
Those are the cumulus and cumulonimbus clouds. That's the sign of the atmosphere bubbling up. Well, what we had was this moist, warm air at low levels, cold air coming in aloft due to an upper-level trough. And that produced that big change in temperature with height. And there was a lot of moisture at low levels because of the warm ocean surface that's been very persistent lately. And so we started seeing thunderstorms developing over the Cascades. The Cascades are a favorable place because you have this heating higher up in the atmosphere, and the air tends to rush up the sides of the mountains and tends to rev up the thunderstorms. So during the afternoon, thunderstorms started to develop. But then we had stage two. An upper-level trough was coming in, and it was tilted in a way that there was southeasterly flow from the southeast going to the northwest that was over the mountains and headed right towards western Washington. So those thunderstorms that developed there over the mountains then drifted over western Washington during the early evening, producing one of the most extraordinary lightning shows I've seen here in a long time.
What was the role of Blob Jr., that heat wave off the coast, in all of this?
Well, having warm water off the coast was very helpful because what that resulted in was warmer than normal temperatures at low levels. But just as important, if the water is warm, That means it can put more moisture into the atmosphere. The amount of water vapor the air can hold depends on temperature, and it goes up very rapidly with temperature. So we had water that was about 5 degrees above normal offshore that supercharged the lower atmosphere with lots of moisture, which enabled these thunderstorms to be even stronger.
But you told me the blob is starting to cool down a little.
That's right. Just looking this morning, it looks like the blob is starting to weaken, and I expect it to weaken as the normal storminess reestablishes itself over the Pacific Ocean.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.